This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, to start the second half of the season, but Stephen Kwan not in the starting lineup tonight, which we're going to have to get to in just a moment. Mm-hmm. But Stephen's not in the lineup, and we do have Joe Noga coming up at 5:20, who I think can maybe have this conversation with us. But Tim Stebbins, also on the beat, MLB.com, Guardians beat there, saying Kwan is day-to-day right now with wrist issue, a right wrist issue that's been bothering him. He got an injection on Wednesday. So that's why Stephen Kwan's not leading off for the Guardians tonight.
Okay. It's better than what some people were wondering. It's like, is he just taking a day off because the couple innings he played at the All-Star game was too taxing for him? At least that's a better update than that, although it's sad if it's an actual injury.
I actually do think, though, okay, so Hosey takes the All-Star week off. Kwan doesn't, and now and I think the wrist injury has been mentioned a couple times, but it's like, man, if Jose was going to do it, I kind of would have loved it if Stephen Kwan could have just taken that off.
Oh, you mean the whole everything?
Yes.
So what's interesting is, so I was thinking about that as he had the big hit in the ninth inning that ultimately sent us two extras, or the whole weird. I don't know how much you guys discussed the walk-off or the home run derby at the end.
Oh, you
I
mean imagine the swing-off.
The swing-off? Yeah. Is that what everyone ended up dubbing it?
Which usually there's certain clubs or pineapples are involved if you want to have a swing-off, but not in the All-Star game.
Didn't work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, really? Didn't work for me. No, not at all.
Oh, really? I kind of, for the All-Star game, I thought it was a fun way to end it because nobody wants extra innings in that All-Star game.
No, the worry I had is I thought people loved it too much that they wanted to now bring it to real baseball.
Okay, so
that's a problem for me.
So the positive thing is anybody like John Jansen, who's on with Jim Costa, a buddy of ours at the Ticket in Detroit, he was like, it's never going to happen a million years, but I would love it if it was. Everyone who said that I've heard say, I would love that in the regular season, readily admits up front, it should never happen and will never happen.
That's good. I heard Sean Marash saying the exact opposite. He was definitely, now again, no shocker, yeah. There.
Friend of Ken Carmen.
No shocker there. But I read another think piece earlier today too, and I can't remember where I read it, but they were talking about how this should be what baseball does, and it was dumb. And like the announcers talking it up as if we were watching the greatest thing ever didn't help it either. I'm like, I know what I'm watching. Schwarber helped.
Yeah.
Schwarber made it pretty great. Outside of that, wasn't really that great.
Can you imagine? It's like, all right, it's Aaron Judge versus Angel Martinez. Hey, it's Shohei Ohtani, and the Guardians are sending up Jonathan Rodriguez.
Well, so that was the funniest part to me was that, and I don't think a lot of people recognized or realized that half of the big leaguers just leave in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter so much to them. Like, you'd think, like, the NBA, for instance, the NBA throws party after party. Yeah. The NBA makes a whole week of it. Like, if you're an Adidas person, you go to the Adidas party, or Nike, you go to the Nike party. But even, like, after the game, leading up to the game and everything like that, it's just a whole week long of parties. Whereas baseball, like, the starters don't even stay.
Yeah.
They just left halfway through, just got on a plane. That's why we had no one cool except for Schwarber in that thing.
And by the way, that actually makes sense. Just showing up, if you're Shohei Ohtani, Jose Ramirez, Aaron Judge, the guys who've been there 5-10 years in a row, the greatest players, them showing up and playing three innings, that's the gift. Not them being around in the after the ninth like inning.
Actually hanging out.
They've already done their service being there for 2 days and propping up baseball. You can go home early.
So I do think Stephen Kwan's contribution to the All-Star game, though. His contribution, getting us all to the extras, then debate little convos like that. That was merited.
Yeah.
You don't get there. Not for that little dribbler that Kwan had. You don't get these conversations.
Could have been a big dribbler if the wrist injury didn't happen, I guess.
We've had the home run, the swing off, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that in place for like 4 years. It's the first time we've actually got to see it.
They should actually do it every year. It's like the Elam ending.
The Elam ending.
But for baseball.
Do you get emails from the guy that created the Elam ending?
No, I got off that. I unsubscribed very shortly after that.
He lives somewhere in Ohio, and he just sends so many emails in every social media that I have, being like, I'll come on and talk about it. Yeah. It's like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
We're done with the Elam ending.
Unless
create
one for baseball.
Eh? What do we call it? Like the Nick ending? I think that's something different.
No, that goes back to the swing off.
That's a different type of ending. Still happy, though.
I'm very happy. This sucks. This stinks. Like it felt like by winning 6 of 7 of the last part of the first half of the season, it felt like you had kind of cleansed yourself of the filth to some degree of the last 6 weeks of the first half of the regular season. And then, okay, Kwan's out. I get that. And I have no, like, okay, Kwan's out. You don't really have another leadoff hitter.
You win 6 of 7 going into the break, right? Mm-hmm. So there's some momentum going after the losing streak, but we're still, I think it's more effort than not to get into these games for a lot of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
People.
Not for me. I still have, I'm into the games.
Well, you're into them. I'm into them because we watch this and we do this every day. I'm just talking like the general fan. Are they lined up for this A's game tonight? Because when you look at the lineup, it's going to be vomited.
So I think because of the 6 of 7, yes. I do think there's, as opposed to if they had ended the first half on a 10-game losing streak, yeah, I think it gave you a little bit of life. The Martinez leading off thing, though, okay. Even David Fry in the 2-hole. He did something last year.
We've seen Fry in the 2-hole this year at certain times.
Jones is your 5-hitter, and he's batting .297 since Memorial Day weekend. So, okay. Then Rodriguez is your 6-hitter. Then Will Wilson is your 7-hitter.
Yeah.
Then Naylor, and then Rocchio. Are we hiding Rodriguez and Wilson for where they are? Like, outside of the Kwan thing. No Manzardo. So no, does he have a wrist injury too? At some point, are you just kind of poning us? Do you know the season's lost and you're just trying to jam up Guardians fans because you don't like being criticized? Because something that we haven't talked, I mean, they can be a little bit sensitive, maybe not other team sensitive, but like the Guardians don't like when people say mean things about them. I get it. But like, then you roll out this lineup to start. I got Fry. I can't get Manzardo.
Yeah. Like if you're trying to say nice things, it's
because of
really
JP
hard.
Sears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm running from JP Sears with Kyle Manzardo. I don't know this. I would rather have waiver claims in the lineup right now than watch Will Wilson or Jonathan Rodriguez do this again. Like, I'd rather John Kensie Noel come back, because at least with John Kensie, he's a power hitter that's displayed power at the big leagues. Jonathan Rodriguez's power is a myth to me at this point.
And he can't even run out ground balls, so what am I really asking for?
I mean, granted, I was hoping for, like, Arias to come back. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's not ready, but, like, Will Wilson? At some point, just give Schneeman and Manzardo the damn chance here.
That's what it should be. Well, then that's what we've talked before about them getting too in the weeds when it comes to platooning and getting too in the weeds of just not playing their best players every day. And like this type of lineup, you're giving away four outs every time through.
Yeah, and here's the thing. They keep trying to push these guys, specifically Rodriguez and Wilson, and points in their lineup where they're going to hurt you the least. The reality is baseball does this really great thing of, if you try to hide someone, it's going to come up at some point in a game in a point that matters. You wouldn't think this. It is impossible to hide bad hitters is one thing. Non-MLB level hitters. I'm astounded at how often it's been Rodriguez and Wilson, or Rodriguez, another player, you know, Bo Naylor, and then Wilson. I'm astounded at how many times that the exact moment where the Guardians have anything cooking, one of those or both of those guys are up in succession.
Yeah. But in this instance, you got four straight guys in the back of the lineup there. That's over an inning's worth every single time you go through.
At least Rocchio, I saw it at some point. And he flashed a little bit before the All-Star break. Bo is just, I don't even know anymore. But at least Bo's got a little pop this year.
Yeah, Bo's tough, though. Like, Bo's tough right now.
At least Bo Naylor might hit a home run. I don't know what we're doing with Rodriguez and Wilson. I understand being precious with Angel Martinez, or being precious with somebody that you have drafted and developed that has teased big potential in your eyes. I even understand it in the opposite of being like, well, we cannot put Chase DeLauder up here until he's ready, or Kafis or anything, until they have the best chance to succeed. Get it. Will Wilson was a AAA Rule 5 draft pick. And Jonathan Rodriguez has had 4 years on the 40-man roster to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
How are we precious with those guys?
Yeah, it's not an inspiring lineup coming out of the All-Star break. There's just no other way to look at it. How can anyone look at it in a positive way?
But it is baseball.
Well, that's where they get us, baseball. Is that we sat here with no sports all week. The amount of people that wanted to dissect Shane Gillis's opening monologue at the ESPYs, like, we sat here with just no actual sports, so we're all just thirsty for some baseball, some anything, and they'll get us that way, but it's not a very inspiring lineup.
The Lead, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.